Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In Pensacola. It's 8:10 this morning, 80 degrees already, maybe 81, somewhere right around there. Going to be a high of almost 90 today, hot and humid. Heat index expected to be around 109 or 110. Ew. So we've got a heat advisory going on from Alabama, Florida, Mississippi area, and until tonight. So yeah, it's going to be a hot one, hot and humid. So you got to watch for some heat illness and heat-related symptoms, so be sure to look out for those. There is a big, you know, we talked a lot about the economy a couple hours ago. I want to get back into that a little bit here, as Joey Patty's restaurant has closed after 40 years. Now, it's at a new location, or fairly new location, compared to where it's been. But so I guess the new location on Garden Street has been about 12 years. And in a Facebook post, he basically said, it's just unsustainable to keep operating out of that location. They are looking for another location, but doesn't mean that they're going to be able to find one. So there is, you know, so he basically said, if or when they reopen, they will update that on Facebook. So their last day of operation will be September 6th. Or that's the one they're closing, is September 6th. So kind of a surprise to see, you know, when you see an established or long-term business close. That's, I mean, 40 years is a long stinking time, even though they changed locations. That's a long time. And, of course, it does not have to do with the fish market, Joe Patty's. That's different. This is Joey Patty's restaurant. But still, 40 years in operation. And I have found over the past... Not found, I just know, over the past 6 to 8 months, I have a lot of people I know, friends, family, and others that are struggling with their businesses that they operate. I know two people in Orlando that I was close to that they had restaurants each, and their restaurants closed. They said that the tourism is just plummeted in Orlando, and it affected their restaurants. They closed. We covered last hour, one of the big stories nationwide is that real estate prices in Vegas apparently are crashing because of the lack of tourism. I know a few people who owned car dealerships. One of them actually still does, but he's like, I've had hardly any sales in the past 3 or 4 months for used cars. Another one closed his dealership, just couldn't sustain it anymore. And then even my brother lives in New York City, lives in Manhattan, and he was telling me that even Broadway is having a hard time trying to put butts in the seats. Like, tourism's down, businesses are struggling. We were talking about this earlier this morning, and somebody texted in and said Career Source Fort Walton has seen a big surge in people coming in saying they need jobs or looking for new jobs. And so, which is obvious, you know, that's the obvious correlation, right? When businesses are starting to struggle and they start to close, obviously, people are losing jobs and they need jobs. So that makes sense as well. Now, so going forward here, I was in talking about, you know, the economy and things like this. Yesterday, it was one of the big stories that came out as well, is that the producer price index ended up spiking up. The report for July was that the wholesale prices across the economy spiked up. The producer price index measures the prices paid to domestic producers for their output. It was well above expectations. And so what does this mean? What does this mean? So I went to reason.com. They have an explanation. PPI is often seen as an advanced warning system for higher inflation at the consumer level, because higher prices at the wholesale level will likely be passed on to the retail level. It's exactly what happened a few years ago. The PPI began showing month-over-month change around 1% in early 2021. That's where we're at now, around 1%, before eventually climbing to the high of 1.7% in March 2022. Consumer prices followed suit, ultimately peaking in June 2022. Now, of course, that does not mean we're necessarily headed for a repeat of the runaway inflation a few years ago, but one bad inflation report, you know, it could just be an aberration. It could just be, you know, thing. But it's a warning sign. You know, it's something to keep in mind. Report or this reason.com article also explains why the PPI or the wholesale prices increased. I'll tell you one of the reasons coming up right after Traffic on the Fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. They're family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Mobile highways clear through Beulah. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much, PJ. So one reason that Reason.com explains why the wholesale prices have spiked and gone up is because of the tariffs. Because remember, what these wholesale prices are is prices paid to domestic producers for their output. But domestic producers, for example, wholesale prices for food rose 1.4%. Wholesale prices for consumer electronics increased by over 3%. Prices paid to domestic producers. But the thing is a lot of domestic producers get their parts or certain ingredients for foods they might make from foreign companies and foreign entities. And so that is why their prices may go up, because they may be getting, for example, you're making chocolate here in America, but you get your cocoa beans from Brazil. And if they have a tariff on, higher tariff, then all of a sudden your cocoa beans prices go up. So now all of a sudden you are going to make your chocolate prices go up, so that's how it works. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Garden Street lengthy construction is hurting lots of businesses, combined with less disposable income is a combo for closing. Yeah, I totally agree with that as well. The construction over that area doesn't help, but I do think a lot of people have less money to be able to spend on things like going out to eat. Anti-immigrant sentiment has diminished our ability to welcome guests and customers from other countries. Oh, that's a whole nother thing too. I've definitely talked to people, because we're talking about the drop in tourism in Orlando, Vegas, New York. Oh yes, I have definitely talked to people and like RV park owners. I know a couple people own RV parks. They said like their foreign travelers pretty much just stopped. I have a friend of mine who owns an RV park. He told me that this time of year, or at least the summer, he usually gets lots of Canadian visitors, and he's had all of them cancel the reservation, and some of them outright have told him it's because of the tariffs. Like, I don't want to come to America until you guys back off the tariffs on Canada. And so, yeah, foreign travel has dropped dramatically because of the tariffs, which I wouldn't have expected. I wouldn't have expected that kind of backlash, to be honest. It's kind of a... Yeah, it was unexpected result, but that's what happened. This is what the reality of it, and it's affecting a lot of businesses. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Scent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join WSRE-TV for their free open house tomorrow, 10 till 2, at the WSRE studios at Pensacola State College. You'll get to explore their studios, discover how programs are made, and learn about how WSRE serves the greater Pensacola community. Enjoy tours, PBS Kids activities, and meet Clifford the Big Red Dog. Ample free parking available. Support your local TV station, WSRE, at College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. That's tomorrow, 10 till 2.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
It's Good Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, weighing in for or filling in for Andrew. Be sure to go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill out the Listener Advisory Board survey so that you can weigh in on our programming. We have a we have all kinds of questions there, from our Blue Angels coverage to our news coverage, the whole works. But also, one of the questions on there is, you know, Andrew McKay's out. He'll be back on Monday. But the next time he goes on vacation or is out, could be a while. But the next time he's out, what would you prefer to listen to as a listener? Would you rather hear somebody like me, Bobby Rossi, filling in for him? Would you rather have another personality, another person to fill in? Or would you rather hear highlights, recent highlights of his show or best of segments? And so you can weigh in on that on the Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and you can click on it that way, and it only takes about 5 minutes to fill out, so be sure to do that. Here's a text. We're talking about PPI. Good analysis from Maria Bartiromo yesterday that PPI is up 0.9%. That's what we're talking about. CPI is up 0.2%, indicates that manufacturers are currently eating the cost of tariffs, and we'll have to see how long that holds. Yeah, and that's basically what I was saying. This is a warning that inflation could happen if they start passing on the cost to us instead of them eating it. But it doesn't, it's not a guarantee, if that makes sense. So we'll have to see. I mean, yeah, we'll just have to see. There is, oh, it's 78 degrees. It's going to be 80 degrees here today, or about 90 degrees here today. Heat advisory, because heat index is going to be around 109, 110. Yeah, hot and humid all throughout our area. So be sure to take the necessary precautions that you need. I have a story about UWF here in just a little bit, but first let's get traffic on the fives with PJ. Go ahead, PJ.
Thanks, Bobby. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any signs of delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. So there is a new facility at UWF that's opening up for this fall. They just had the grand opening of a new building that's for the engineering and construction students. It's going to be the home for the new civil engineering program and the Tyler Chase Norwood Construction Management Program. The remodeled building includes three new wet and dry labs, giving students hands-on experience with construction materials. According to the press release, the upgraded facility reflects the university's commitment to academic innovation and preparing graduates for national workforce needs in design, construction, and sustainability. Oh, yeah, I love this. And this is one of the things I love about UWF is that they're continually growing as a university, but they're continually growing in ways in areas where we have current and future job needs, just like they lead when it comes to cybersecurity needs, right? I love it. So, yeah, hopefully this will be a good thing for the university, so they continue to grow and expand that way. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, FBI Director Kash Patel says 45 arrests have been made in Washington, D.C. as they continue their federal crackdown on crime. Kash Patel made a social media post where he said 29 immigration-related arrests, as well as 16 arrests tied to the violent crime surge in Washington, D.C., have been made, as well as there have apparently been some firearm seizures as well. Candy without synthetic dyes from Mars Wrigley will be hitting store shelves next year. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. set out to get companies to drop artificial food dyes. Mars was considered a holdout in that. According to the company, M&M's, Skittles Original, Extra Gum, Spearmint, and Starburst Original Fruit Chews now will not include synthetic dyes. They'll all be available for purchase soon. And big news out of San Antonio, Bobby. A library book that was checked out 82 years ago has been returned. It was sent through the mail. Apparently, it had made it all the way to Oregon. Had a letter attached. It claims the book, which was titled Your Child, His Family, and Friends, was found by a couple as they were sifting through their late father's belongings. They say his family checked it out before they were transferred to work at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. The letter ended with a joke, the family saying that they hope there's no late fee.
Yeah, if there's a late fee at that point, you just need to buy the book at that point. Like, good grief. Yeah, that's funny. I didn't realize Mars was the holdout on this thing. That's kind of an interesting story right there. But now they're finally going ahead with it as well. So, very interesting one right there. What is your favorite candy bar though? That got me just thinking about that. I was thinking about candy bars and M&Ms and stuff like that.
Oh boy. Well, so I'm kind of torn. I love a good Snickers bar, but I also just a plain Hershey bar, just the regular Hershey bar.
Just regular Hershey.
Just a regular Hershey bar. Yeah, I don't know. It's
PJ, what about you? What's your favorite candy bar?
Either Snickers or Twix.
Okay. I like Milky Way, and I'll switch between the dark chocolate Milky Way and the regular Milky Way. Now, here's the other question. Here's the controversial question. Which type of M&M is your favorite? Regular peanut butter, peanut, crispy, they got all kinds of them. What's your favorite ones, PJ?
Peanut butter.
You go with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
All right. And David?
I mean, is there really any option? It's peanut.
Apparently there is. PJ just said peanut butter.
Well,
and I would actually take the peanut butter. Peanut butter is going to be my favorite one as well. I take the peanut butter over the peanut. And actually, second for me is actually just regular M&Ms. I just like the plain M&Ms. just I freeze them and eat them frozen. They're amazing that way.
So, now, when you eat a regular M&M, do you just pop it in your mouth and just chew it and eat the whole thing? Or do you do the appropriate thing and like really get in there with the detail work on your teeth and remove the shell first?
I do remove the shell.
Yep, yeah, that's right. You got to.
Yeah, I suck on it until it melts the shell. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Oh my goodness. Coming up here after this news break, we'll be going through. I didn't do the frivolous topic the last on Monday and Tuesday, but we'll do a frivolous topic this time. So we'll get into a little bit of frivolous conversation. Coming up here next, and I do have a new report from Wallet Hub on the best states to live in. I'll tell you where Florida falls in that list. All coming up next right here on News Radio 93. Informative, local, dependable.
Therese Crowley. President Trump posting two words, high stakes, taking off on Air Force One with only a wave before his sit down with Russian President Putin in Alaska to see if he's prepared to stop the killing and end Russia's war on Ukraine and on what terms. Trump telling reporters in flight,
I'm not doing this for my health, okay? I don't need it. I'd like to focus on our country, but I'm doing this to save a lot of lives.
California Governor Newsom with a plan to remap California, like Texas Republicans, to gain more Democrat seats.
We can't stand back and watch this democracy disappear district by district all across this country.
But outside the Democrats' gathering, ICE was making immigration arrests, saying we're here to make L.A. safer. Newsom raged, Donald Trump, you have poked the bear. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got sunshine. Beautiful Friday morning for you. It is 82 degrees already this morning. We've got that 100 degree heat index right now. A Pensacola woman sentenced to 220 days in jail for her role in an adoption deception scheme. 31-year-old Shanariel Johnson pleaded no contest to charges of adoption, deception, and petty theft after working with Gulf Coast Adoptions to arrange an adoption for her unborn child. The family, who was in Virginia, reportedly matched with Johnson, spent over $12,000 on adoption-related expenses, and then Johnson didn't tell them after the child was born until a week later and continued soliciting money from them. The judge has ordered her to pay restitution with a hearing scheduled for next month to recover nearly $10,000 that is still unaccounted for. Despite the ordeal, the adoptive couple has completed a different adoption process with another agency. Now, the community in shock, neighbors reacting to the tragic murder-suicide in Daphne. Yesterday, officials say Kenny Smith killed his wife and his two kids, then killed himself.
Just the nicest, sweetest family. Their kids were so sweet. They babysat my daughter. Just good people. She just told me they just celebrated their wedding anniversary 2 weeks ago and was happy about it. So I don't understand. I don't understand how this could happen.
That neighbor talking to NBC 15, and Baldwin County deputies say the bodies of Kenny Smith, Larica Smith, and their kids, 15-year-old Christian and 11-year-old Kinsley Smith, were found in the home with gunshot wounds. Investigators currently looking into the family's phones and computers and looking for any clues as to what happened. Well, looks like the city of Pensacola's renovation of Bay Bluffs Park is moving forward. The city has a signed grant agreement with the DEP and the Conservation Florida, and they're planning to get that agreement, a supplemental budget resolution, and a site dedication to the city council next month. And once those are approved, they can move into the planning phase for rebuilding the Bay Bluffs Park boardwalk.
I know we've got lots of interested folks that are deservingly impatient about how long it's taken, and all I can assure everybody is there's no one more impatient about getting Bay Bluffs Park done inside these city limits than me.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves there, the city was awarded $2.2 million for the project in April of 2024. Earlier plans had called for the design work to begin last spring or this spring and ground to be broken for that project by next year. Right now, there's no word on an updated timeline for the Bay Bluffs project. It is 8:34 here, News Radio 92.3. Tropical storm Aaron on the verge of becoming a hurricane. The National Storm Hurricane Center says the storm is currently about 570 miles east of the Caribbean islands. Right now, winds at 70 miles an hour. Once that kicks up to 74, it officially becomes the first hurricane of the Atlantic hurricane season. Of course, our forecast in just a few seconds, but first, 8:35. Traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. Traffic brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code radio for an extra 5% off. Taking a look at the big board here, we have a vehicle crash, Gulf Breeze Parkway and College Parkway in Gulf Breeze. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also taking a look at Navarre Parkway and Low Road. There's a vehicle crash as well, but the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies with a chance of a pop-up shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Saturday, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping this nice weather around through Sunday with a 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 82 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze and Milton, too. It's 100 degrees with the heat index. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Well, your money now this morning. Markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow's up 145 points, 45,056. S&P up 1 point at 64.69. NASDAQ, though, is down 17.5 points, 21.692. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.304% today. Gold price is up 30 cents at 33.8350. Silver down 23 cents, 37.83. And looking at the crypto market, we've got Bitcoin up 58.83 at 118.321. Ethereum's up $41. Solana's down $1.50. Dogecoin up about a half a cent. XRP up a cent as well. Well, Superman is now streaming.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
The new version by director James Gunn has made over $580 million at the box office, and it's now streaming on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and other platforms. Gunn says the Warner Brothers DC film is getting an early streaming release because he wants everyone to see it ahead of season 2 of Peacemaker, the DC comic book series with John Cena, which debuts next week on HBO Max. Superman will still be playing at theaters while it streams for those who prefer to see it on the big screen.
Hey, buddy, eyes up here.
I'm Michael Kastner.
The new inflation report coming in a little bit hotter than expected. The producer price index, which measures how much it costs to make certain goods, went up by 0.9% for July. Economists had been expecting an increase of 0.2%. Comes after the consumer price index came in cooler than expected last month and gave stocks a bit of a boost. The Supreme Court declining to block a Mississippi law that imposes age verification across social media platforms. That law was enacted last year, required all users under 18 to verify their age as well as obtain parental consent to access social media. Mississippi's law addresses growing concerns about the negative impact of social media on young people. 8:38, our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes. and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Oh, yeah. It's time for the frivolous topic of the day right here on Pensacola Morning News. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in on this, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is a frivolous topic of the day. Today is National Relaxation Day. National Relaxation Day. A study found that 42% of our day should go towards rest and relaxation, which would be about 10 hours a day. I don't know if a lot of us do that. But, I mean, if you sleep for 6 or 8 hours a day, then that leaves, you know, either 2 to 4 hours left for rest and rest. So my question is this. What is the best way to just relax on a day-to-day basis? I'm not talking about going on vacation. I'm talking about like a day-to-day rest. What would be the best way to do it? I'll let David and PJ weigh in on this first, and then myself as well. What would be the best way to rest? PJ, what do you think? What's the best way to relax in your day?
Binge watching TV.
All right, I like that one. That's definitely a good one. Mm-hmm. I would say the best way to relax is. Actually, I like play video games.
I can see that.
Because my mind just shuts off with video games. I don't do a lot of it, but when I'm ready to just like shut the brain down, that's the way I'll do it. So, David, best way to relax.
Relax? What's that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a screaming toddler around my house. Yeah. Now, I'm with PJ, probably binge watching TV if I get the chance.
Binge watching TV. All right. Nice.
Or a YouTube rabbit hole.
I say none of us are the sit down with a nice book and just read. That's not really any of our.
On occasion, I will do that.
Yeah, on occasion I'll do that as well, but it's not our really go to. It doesn't sound like it, at least for this crowd here. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. What is the best way to relax? Text that in and we will read your results here in a second. First, I want to cover a story. Wallet Hub has their best states to live in. Where does Florida come in? Sixth overall. Here's my problem though. When I look at the five states above us, I'm like, I wouldn't want to live in any of those states. Number five is Minnesota. No, thank you. I don't feel like freezing my tail off. Number four is Wisconsin. No, thank you. Don't feel like freezing my tail off. Number three is New Jersey. No, thanks. I don't want the politics and control and stuff. Number two is Idaho. Maybe. I don't know. It's a little too rural for me. But and then number one, best state to live in, according to Wallet Hub, is Massachusetts. Massachusetts? No. That's going to be a no for me, at least. No. I don't like that at all. Now, the thing that hurt us the most was our affordability. Yeah. This is a place where Florida, not that long ago, led the nation was in affordability. Now, or it was pretty close. And now we're 32 overall for affordability. We did really well in quality of life, safety, economy, but when it comes to affordability, not so great. And of course, it used to be an issue for places like Miami. Miami is always not affordable, but now it's affecting the rest of the state as well. All right. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. What is the best way to just relax? Today is National Relaxation Day. So what would your, what's the best way to relax to you? Me, I said playing video games. David and PJ both said they like to just binge watch. David also mentioned just going down the YouTube rabbit hole every now and then. So what do you think is the best way to relax? 850-437-1620. Best way to relax? A nap. Sleep. Oh, I do like that. Yeah. Another one, a nap or reading a book. Best way to relax? Being with a best friend. Hanging out with my best friend always recharges my soul. That's a good one. Yeah. And then, let's see here, another one. Bass fishing while drinking energy drinks. Wait a minute. You're trying to relax by drinking energy drinks. Is that what you're trying to tell me? That's your way to relax, is you drink energy drinks to relax. Come on. Seriously? Cracking me up. Floating in the pool with a cocktail. No beaches? I don't have anybody choosing beaches. But, yeah, floating in the pool, that's, you know, I can see that. That's kind of the going to the beach, just relaxing that way. The beach, I guess, too, isn't necessarily ideal for relaxing for some people because you got to deal with crowds and you got to deal with, you know, things like that. Got to deal with sand up your crack, you know. So I can see how beach may not be the most ideal environment for relaxing. Floating in the pool. So floating in the pool with cocktail. Sitting in my sunroom watching the antics of the birds and the squirrels in my backyard. Oh, yeah, that does sound nice. Yeah, nature. I would tie that in with nature. You know, whether it be, for me, going on a hike, being in the woods. I grew up in the woods in Tennessee, and I just loved being in the woods in Tennessee. Whenever I have a chance to be in the mountains, I don't care if it's in the Appalachians or if it's in out west in the Rockies, being in the mountains, being at the beach. Somebody mentioned fishing. Like, when you're in nature, I like it. That's one of the reasons why I like to golf. I don't golf a whole lot because of the time constraints. But when I do golf, I don't care about putting the ball in the hole. I care about just being out there in the serenity of a golf course. I love it. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Wait. What is this? I'm asking how you like to relax, and somebody's response here is releasing the Epstein files. Are you joking with me? Is this what's happening? I don't know if you're referring to relaxing or if you're referring to something else. Someone throwing me off. You're throwing me off here. But that's kind of funny if that is the case. There is, let's see here. If you want to keep waiting on this, go ahead, text in 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we were talking about WalletHub's recent ranking of the best states to live in, and Florida comes in sixth overall. And the reason why we're so low on that list is because of affordability. Like, we would be higher if it wasn't for affordability. But our affordability is just, it's horrible. And so we need to, so when you look at affordability, it used to be like Miami, right? Orlando, Tampa, maybe, but definitely Miami. But after COVID-19, we've had a massive spike in housing prices here in Pensacola. I've talked to just two people this week alone who told me they basically have lost all hope on ever being able to own a home, because when COVID happened, real estate prices spiked, but their income did not spike equivalent to the real estate prices. And they just thought, you know what, prices are going to come back down eventually. And when they do, then I'll be able to get into a house. And now here it is, you know, 4 years later, and they're like, things aren't returning. So what do I do? You know? So because of that, they say they basically just lost hope that they'll be able to own a house. So that got me thinking about affordability and how that might be affecting people. I actually was talking to a lot of people recently who were saying they're even considering having to move. Like, they never thought they would consider moving before, like leaving their home. But because of everything that's happened now with affordability or lack of affordability, they're thinking they're going to have to move. And so I don't know if you're seeing the same kind of thing, but I'm definitely talking to a lot of people like that, that's it's affecting them, like mentally almost. Like, man, it's one thing if I currently can't afford property or whatever, but the fact that right now I don't have hope that I ever will is damaging to a lot of people. So 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. What do you think about this? Also, you can weigh in on the frivolous topic. What is the best way to relax? A glass of red wine with cheese and crackers on the front porch. Seems like a lot of us, when we want to relax, it's just at home. Like I mentioned nature. I like to be in nature. But but at the same time, just staying at home, not having to leave the house is a version of relaxation in and of itself, you know? But I'm also one of those people that if I'm in the house for too long, I'm like, I got to get out of here. I got to do something. It's driving me crazy. I've been in the house for too long. So that's where I am with some of those. Did I blow past traffic on the fives on accident? I think I blew past traffic on the fives. My bad. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the tens.
All right. There is a vehicle crash, State Road 87 at Bob Tolbert Road in Navarre. They're saying the roadway is blocked. Use caution in that area. Also, a vehicle crash, Navarre Parkway at Low Road in Navarre. Roadway is open. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, PJ. So let's go here. There is, got a couple of stories here. So I saw this story in Destin about a blue algae bloom that popped up in a couple of freshwater lakes over that area. And so they're warning people to not get in it, don't drink it, wash it off your body if you get it on your body. The main reason to get washed off your body actually is because you'll touch your body and then you'll put it in your mouth. Really, unless you have open wounds, it doesn't, and you're like, unless you're like waiting in it for a long time, it's not going to hurt you that bad. Even the worst is you can't drink it. Don't ingest it. And if you ingest it, then you can get pretty sick to your stomach. So I saw that with about blue algae. And well, blue algae blooms because of heat. Of course, we're in the middle of a heat advisory today. We're going to have heat index of 109, 110. So that gets to be like, okay, you know, we gotta, it's going to be hot out there. Well, that helps feed and helps grow algae. So that got me thinking, you know, about the climate and things like that, right? Well, interestingly enough, I saw this article that came out yesterday from Reason.com. A new report from the Department of Energy has concluded that yes, the climate is indeed changing. And yes, humans do contribute to the climate changing. However, the effects of the climate changing aren't as catastrophic as what was previously touted. So in other words, yes, the climate is changing. Yes, humans do contribute to that aspect in some way. The percentage of that is still debatable, but we do contribute to it. But the hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, and all these other things that we keep hearing about, they said that there is no convincing evidence that those things are more frequent nor more intense than in past decades. Oh, okay. Very interesting like that. Now, there's been I guess what had happened was there were five scientists chosen by the energy secretary. They were all highly credentialed and have decades of research under their belts, and they were given complete freedom over their conclusions instead of, you know, because a lot of times any kind of study sometimes is kind of told like, try to find this. Like they're told, try to see if there's evidence for this or evidence for that. They were given complete freedom over the conclusions. One need not to have to agree with the Trump administration's policy, for example. And so, so what does the report say? It says climate science, let alone climate policy, is far more nuanced than the summaries for policymakers produced by previous government efforts than you would believe. In other words, it's just, it's nuanced. It's not cut and dry. It's not black and white. The report affirms that greenhouse gases are warming the planet, but tempers several claims. The authors found no convincing evidence that hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and droughts have become more frequent or intense in recent decades, despite what you'd gather from headlines. This debate will continue, as it should, with many related dimensions to consider, but at least for now, there is now high-profile evidence on record to give a say to reasonable experts who disagree with more alarmed perspectives. The Department of Energy report's authors also find that the planet's warming is unlikely to cause much more economic damage, as is commonly claimed, in part because they believe that past projections have been too extreme. Something that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and other mainstream climate scientists have recognized in recent years as well. So I thought that was pretty significant that this comes from the Department of Energy. They gave five climate scientists complete freedom to come up with their own conclusions. And their conclusions are, yes, the Earth is warming. Yes, humans contribute to it. But the catastrophic effects of it are not nearly as bad as what was previously claimed. Also tied to that was the Environmental Panel on Climate Change and other climate change groups have also recognized that the previous claims of catastrophe were over-exaggerated. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with PJ right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. Still just tracking that one area, Santa Rosa County. State Road 87 at Bob Tolbert Road in Navarre. They're saying the roadway is blocked. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much, PJ. If you'd like to weigh in on any of this, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Movies, real quick here. We only got a few minutes left. On the theater this weekend, you've got Nobody 2. So it's the sequel to the original where Bob Odenkirk returns as Hutch Mansell, a former government assassin known as Nobody. In this one, he tries to reconnect with his family on a vacation away from all the violence in his life. But after some punk picks on his daughter, he runs afoul of a local crime boss run by Sharon Stone and a corrupt sheriff played by Colin Hanks. And you got all the same characters back in this one and the trailers on it look like it's pretty funny. And it's like the first one was pretty outrageous, but it was actually pretty good. I didn't mind it. It was silly, but it was good. So this one is probably going to be along the same way. Another movie that's out in the theaters, Highest to Lowest with the number two, stars Denzel Washington. He plays a record producer whose plans to buy back control of his record label are disrupted when another person tries to kidnap his son, but ends up kidnapping the son of his friend and chauffeur instead. It's directed by Spike Lee, and it's a modern retake of a 1963 Japanese movie called High and Low. Starring Denzel Washington, it looks like it's a pretty good one as well. And then you got another one out in theaters called Americana. It's rated R. Sydney Sweeney plays a shy waitress who overhears someone offering $500,000 to whoever can steal a rare Native American artifact for him. So she teams up with the character played by Paul Walter Hauser, who's a funny dude, to try to get their hands on it. But chaos erupts after someone beats them to it. So it's called Americana. It's in theaters now. It's kind of a comedy. It's just a comedy. I was going to say comedy action. It's not even really action. Just comedy thing. So, check that one out. I just finally saw that. What was that movie that Sydney Sweeney? I didn't know who Sydney Sweeney is. And I saw some movie. I keep seeing her in the news. And everybody's like, Sydney Sweeney this, Sydney Sweeney that. I'm like, I have no idea who this is. And I finally just watched Anyone But You. I was on the plane and it was on. Oh, I'll watch this thing. And I just like, who's this actress? Never seen her before. And I didn't realize it was the Sydney Sweeney person that's always in the news. Oh, okay. Because I like Glenn Powell. So I was like, oh, Glenn Powell's in this? I'm going to watch it. And then it was a pretty funny movie, especially the one part where he's like swimming, he's struggling swimming. She's like, how are you such a bad swimmer? He's like, I'm not a bad swimmer. I'm a great swimmer. I'm just exhausted. I'm tired because I don't do. And she's like, well, how are you tired? You're like super fit. And he's like, I just want to do cardio. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're hot girl. What did she say? You're hot girl fit. And he gets all offended. He's like, I'm not hot girl fit. I was laughing my head off. That was hilarious to me. Anyway, I don't know how I got sidetracked with that. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Here's tech. Been here since 1987. Five hurricanes in either party in office. All those had much less money, increased fluctuations, percentage increased fluctuations. Panhandle highs and prices had never before had a huge jump, specifically due to California and New York move-ins. 3 years ago when it was going crazy, I asked several real estate agent friends with 30-plus years of selling property. The Cali, New York effect was true. Oh, yeah. That's definitely it. Absolutely. All right. Thanks for joining me. Andrew will be back on Monday.
You guys listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
President Trump is on his way to what he calls a high-stakes meeting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
We get along. There's a good respect level on both sides, and I think, you know, something's going to come of it.
And the president told reporters on Air Force One as he flies to Alaska how much territory Russia might get in a